B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint Reach.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Day three of our grand studio opening, and today's episode is being brought to you by Gamer Advantage. We are so excited, and we are too.
We got to pan out to see what the studio looks like here.
Look at that.
Look at all of this swag.
This looks official, right?
Yeah.
This looks sick.
Super official.
If you haven't noticed, there's an extra human being.
Yeah, Mr. Gamer Advantage over here knows how to do it.
Welcome, Mr. Advantage. If that is your real name.
I like it, though, a lot.
Mr. Advantage.
We're just handing out nicknames this week.
That's a good wrestler nickname. That's a good wrestler name.
Mr. Advantage? Oh.
Now Mr. Actually, Perfect.
That's a
like
great.
Like Kurt Henning.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Advantage.
I like it.
Yeah. That's a new gimmick now.
You already gave it to somebody else. I had it for like 10 seconds.
Well, no.
You are Mr. Advantage.
I'm not a wrestler,
yeah, you're,
though.
Well,
yet.
We might have some tricks
up
our sleeves.
Are we wrestling
sleeves
today?
Listen, Alex Jabaley was just a tournament organizer until he stepped into the ring.
That's true.
Oh, Kooky's saying there's some beard competition going on today.
it's not a competition.
Oh, is that right? Are you seating the competition to me, or...
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay.
No, your beard is definitely longer.
I mean, yes, but it is a little bit more unkempt.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure if he's more powerful.
He has this weird aversion to putting product in it. Like, he feels like that makes him less of a man for some reason.
I'm not a fan of the beard product, to be honest.
I get the pomade, the idea of putting like pomade in your beard, but the beard oil really makes a big difference.
Does it really?
Yeah, the one thing that sucks more than anything is when you talk on the phone, though. Because you go
in the beard grease.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't think I could have anything greasy on my face.
All right, but to be fair, I mean, no one actually calls you, so.
Point, that's true.
You know, that's when you say true things.
They hurt. They
that's
hurt.
Not fair.
He has a point, Nate. Anyway.
You're not truth in here.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, welcome everybody.
You're just mean.
To Checkpoint XP. We will be live on the channel from now until about 6 p.m.
That's right.
We will be here delivering to you all sorts of really cool content. Yes, I recognize that there is another human being here. Please disregard him.
Hey, he looks familiar.
He's invisible.
Hide behind that plant.
Don't say hi, Kooky. He's not real. He's invisible. Anyway, that's Adam.
You of saw course, him. Yes. Coach Adam.
Coach Adam. You saw
Apparently
him yesterday.
He's moonlighting as a photographer.
Yes, he's helping us out. With some photos.
Well, which is great. You know, you did such a great segment yesterday. We're excited to have you back. So.
Of which, by
this
the way.
This time not on microphone.
No, of which, by the way, we've gotten very good responses.
Absolutely.
On how well that interview went yesterday.
Let me just say, because, you know, I've been working on the interviews progressively throughout the week, and I was up till 2 a.m. last night. 45-minute interview? Are you guys kidding me?
Listen, we planned for a 15-minute interview, and then it wasn't a 15-minute.
First
like,
of all, I was told it wasn't an interview. I was told it was a round table.
Thank you, Norris.
That's two different things.
We had a very passionate...
Shake and bake.
45-minute discussion about the state of collegiate esports.
It was a great discussion.
I was, in fact, told after that interview, after that roundtable, that it was one of the best discussions that we've ever had if we'd only been able to pronounce Colin's name properly.
It's not that we didn't pronounce it. I didn't say it.
Shots fired.
I just didn't say it.
Yeah, okay. Well.
I shouldn't have sat Cody next to Colin. It should have been Colin, Adam, Cody. That would have made much more sense to my feeble little brain. But instead, I put the guys thinking like, oh, they have two same letters. I'll put it together for some nice alliteration. No. What happened is I ended up just confusing the hell out of myself and calling people the wrong name.
Chad, give him a fail bot.
Give me a fail bot.
So, Brian, we are, of course, excited to have you here and super excited because, like, I got to say, your the Gamer Advantage brand is something that our audience is specifically excited about.
They are quite excited.
We got to talk to you a little bit out at the opening of Game Time in Auburn Hills and learn a little bit more about the product. So we're excited to have you here to learn a little bit more about it and
just have you chill.
Well, yeah, of course. But aren't we doing a giveaway?
We have some giveaways.
We're
today.
Doing a giveaway.
Oh, now, giveaways.
Just like the past few days, we're obviously going to be giving away a Gamer Advantage VIP pack at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Brian, what exactly is in a Gamer Advantage VIP pack?
You know, I'm not entirely sure.
Well,
I know we have a pile of. A pile is not a good word. It makes it sound like it's garbage.
It's a heap. It is a heap.
You have a trove. Do I have a plethora of pinatas?
There we go.
I have a plethora of pinatas?
Yes.
No. We have a plethora of frames to give away. The actual frame itself with the case and the cloth and the cleaner and the whole shebang. And it's going to be awesome. But I think we have some other stuff to give away, too. So I'm not sure what makes up a VIP pack. But Robbie, whatever it is, we'll make it sweet. And
let me go and find out exactly that. What that is.
We'll get the exact details.
Either way,
you.
But just like the past few days, yes, just like the past few days, of course, if you don't win here in the chat, you also have a chance to win by going over to our website, checkpointxp.com, hit contest, enter there as well. It's for a grand prize pack, which is a $300 Amazon gift card and Renegades hoodie. And you can still sign up for the E-Gear and the Riot contest.
That's right.
From days gone by.
That's right. So we are giving you guys three chances.
Well, at the end of the week, it'll be five.
Five chances.
That's right.
Okay, so the VIP pack includes, at a $200 value, one pair of Gamer Advantage glasses.
Non-prescription.
A sun clip to convert to sunglasses.
That's right.
Ooh. Docking station stand.
That's right.
Cleaning cloth.
That's
and
right.
Carrying pouch.
That's amazing.
What's up.
That
Sick.
Is absolutely amazing. Listen, as a person who wears glasses every day to live, you know, not for little player looking cute. All right. As somebody who
is that
wears,
a thing?
As, yes. You,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Really.
You ain't never heard for play.
For play.
No, I've never heard of it for play.
And of course, there's the inverse for real.
Yeah, right. that's for real, not for
that's
play.
That's for real.
Really?
Oh,
show.
Okay.
Wow. Where do you?
It's like you don't even live in Detroit.
He grew up in Clawson.
I did. Yeah. I did grow up
he grew
in Clawson.
I grew up even more backwater than that, though, and even I still seem to have.
Well, but you know, farmers have some flavor.
I didn't farm.
Yes, you did.
No, I lived
you
on
slaughtered
a farm.
Animals.
I did not farm.
Well,
I mean,
that'd
once
be a
or
rancher,
twice,
wouldn't it?
Okay, you were a rancher?
No.
What do you call what you did?
I stayed inside playing games all day. That's what I did.
No, you were just telling us you slaughtered animals.
Once or twice.
In
there was
life?
There was a sheep once and a pig. Sheep and a
but
pig.
You sold animals at the 4-H club,
I did.
Didn't you?
Raised
that
them and sold
sounds
them and they got slaughtered.
To me.
Okay, well,
I just don't want people to
farming?
Picture me like out in a field. Like I didn't go out in a field and like farm up and drive tractors around.
Why
I avoided that
so
as much as I could.
Defensive about it though. Like what's wrong?
I'm up here trying to give them props. Like farmers.
What's wrong with being a farmer? I'd be like, hell yeah, I was a farmer.
Right.
You want to see me lift up this 50-pound bale of hay on one shoulder
don't even
and strut around in my cowboy
hay,
boots?
Man, that was now, hell.
See,
so you bale hay.
So, okay.
If you have slaughtered an animal and bale hay,
you are a farmer. Okay.
It's not an insult,
okay.
Honestly.
It's not an insult.
I will take former farmer.
Former farmer.
Former farmer.
All right.
That sounds like a terrible wrestling
either.
from Owosso, Michigan. The former farmer.
I don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
but the whole thing is, as I was trying
I
to
love
give
it.
You
we're
props.
We're creating an entire tag team stable here today.
Yeah, well, we just had Eastside Dave on yesterday. So
that's right. And he became Esports Dave
Esports
by the end
Dave,
of it.
Yeah.
We got Esports Dave,
I
Mr. Advantage, and former farmer.
Anyone who comes through this door needs a nickname.
That's right.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable. A wrestler nickname. What is your wrestler nickname?
Oh, man.
But anyway,
the Invisible Lens.
There you. There yeah. He is.
He gives a nod, yeah.
But the whole point is that I was trying to say that farmers have a whole culture and a flavor to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you see a farmer, okay, that's farming. Like, if you pointed to somebody from Clawson, what does that look like?
Probably white and middle-aged.
But what's the Clawson culture besides Noble Fish?
Gender reveal parties. For your pets. For your pets. Yeah, that sounds like
that's
home.
Actually not that far off. I'll be honest with you.
You know, that isn't fair, I think, because, like, well, I guess, like, if you think, like, gender reveal parties, like, that's, like, I feel Bloomfield Hills.
Yeah.
Would do that for sure. Yeah. We got to go further up.
We got to go a little further up. I think Clausen's culture is a comic shop in the downtown area.
Bigby Coffee.
And weird chicken restaurants with giant chickens on top of the building.
Well, I mean,
that's what I think of when I think of home.
I mean, Clausen was known for having the only suburban porn store that I can think of.
Brown Baggot.
Oh, we did have that. It was called Brown Baggot.
Brown Baggot was the name of the porn shop that closed down probably 10 years ago.
That's like not even classy.
Yeah, it closed down like a year after I was able to go inside.
The name was noble by comparison of the actual place itself.
That's correct.
Terrifying.
It was horrific.
Yeah, it is really weird when you consider that place was on one side you had a Chinese food place.
Yep.
You had a roller skating rink on the other side, like Ambassador was
so
right
what
there.
That says to
one
me.
One of my best friends ever, his parents owned that roller skating rink.
Ambassador?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What that says to me is there's a lot of weird smells from that block.
Oh, my God.
There were some... And right across the street was the comic shop. So, yeah, wow. there was a particular odor of that section
you know,
of town.
But Lloyd is bringing something up very important, guys.
Today's follow goal
We have a follow goal.
That's right.
So, we're going for 50 follows. We've gotten one already. So, 49 to go.
49 to go.
At 2,440 follows. Today, I volunteer myself as tribute. And I was worried about this. I was worried, but after these past few days...
No, this one is happening.
So, when we were actually out at Vegas last year for the LBR after party, closing out Limit Break Radio, Dark Flux, myself, and my girlfriend Katie had went into a candy shop, and Dark Flux had actually bought and donated, for this very purpose, chocolate-covered insects.
Ugh.
So if we get to 2,400, there's, you know what? There is no expiration date anywhere on
there. Should be.
Makes me worry.
It has chocolate in it. There has to be an expiration date.
Well, there's also so in this we have crickets and larvae in both white chocolate and dark chocolate.
Oh,
wow. This is disgusting.
And if we get to 2,440 followers, which we will not, then I'll eat one of these bad boys. And in fact, our guest here, Mr. Advantage, is going to join me.
Totally. I am.
Are you looking forward to that?
Can I see it?
Yeah,
I'd like
by all
to
means.
See it.
Are you looking forward to
something
like
that? I am not cleaning up vomit from this
studio.
There's
totally an expiration date right here.
Oh, thank heaven.
It's a big bold letter says Best Buy 3/26/20.
I enjoy that they say Best Buy.
They're still good.
Best Buy. Still good.
They're still good.
Still good. Okay. Yeah.
I'm into this. I mean, I would eat this whole thing. No problem.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why
chat,
not?
Chat.
Have you ever seen the thing about cricket for protein?
Yeah, crickets supposedly are very rich.
It's supposed to be the most sustainable source for protein. It's renewable. They can keep breeding crickets. They don't take up a lot of space. And the concentration of protein to the cricket powder is really high
Let me tell you.
Good for you. It doesn't gross me out.
I was vegetarian for 10 years. If you ground them up and seasoned them and never told me that that's what I was eating,
right,
I could probably do it.
You
I used
know
to
what?
Eat grass as a kid. So.
Snowpiercer. who's seen Snowpiercer?
Oh, yeah.
The gelatin bricks that they eat when they're going through one of the carts, it's just crickets being ground up into
that
stuff.
Yeah.
Are crickets disgust, like, I wouldn't eat a cockroach, but like a cricket to me is like pretty pure and clean.
Well,
because like,
crickets you know, exist outside and they're in the vegetation, and like, you know, cockroaches live in like filth.
Yeah, right.
Cockroaches,
that's what I'm saying.
Cockroaches no, but Jiminy, man, you'll apparently just take
I will
its head
say
right
this
off.
I will say this, everybody in here who eats bacon is just as disgusting.
Yeah,
because
I love bacon.
The pig is a disgusting animal.
You guys that's ever true, seen the point. Video? I saw a video a few weeks ago of a few girls. I mean, I have no idea where the country of origin was. We're frying up tarantulas.
Oh no!
Yeah. Okay, no.
Like they dip them in some type of liquid that like paralyzes or kills them or whatever, and then they throw and then they just, you know, they're just frying them up.
Yeah, but like, what do you do about the hair?
I'm getting the creepy crumbs.
You eat it along with it.
No, Robbie. they put them in some kind of liquid that kills them and then fry them up. That would be the fryer grease is the liquid that you're referring to, right?
What I mean by, like, it kills them or whatnot, because I don't know if they just straight up die, but when they dip them in there, they stop wriggling and moving around, so...
It's prob- oh!
Yeah, they probably die.
Yeah, yeah.
They're probably dead. Well, I hope it's like 500
They probably
degrees.
Drown.
Yeah. Well, because they don't, like submerge them and hold them there. They just... And then throw them into the fryer.
Oh!
Yeah. Like, it's a quick process.
Pull his video. I'm going to pull his video.
See, look for right. it. Yeah, frying tarantulas.
I don't need really, any of this in my life. Yeah, I'm good. I can't
How
handle,
did we get
I
here?
Can't handle a carpenter
Chocolate
ant.
Bugs. That's
yeah, no,
why.
Yeah, but why are you doing this?
That's just the preview, man.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
What did you guys hear that? Was that the sound you made when your blinds fell?
Way worse.
I can't
way,
do it.
Way, way worse.
I just saw the preview thumbnail.
That's the same sound that I made when we tore off the wax rip off my erogenous zone.
Right, it was.
Rag and say, what the fuck did I just join into?
So, yeah. So again, everybody, if we can get to 2,440 followers, me and Mr. Advantage are going to eat chocolate-covered bugs.
Ragans, you are the leader of a mighty community. Just send
he
people
still
here
can't
in
do it.
Waves.
No, everyone Dude, in our community
no,
is lazy.
Make this.
They are lethargic.
Make this smug bastard eat bugs.
They probably have to call up their mom to bring them snacks while they're gaming.
Ooh,
I'm texting like all of my
are.
Friends. To come follow today.
Why today?
Because I want to see this.
I want to see this. I'm so texting my girlfriend.
Definitely.
If she gets the like the small business community.
You know what? I'm texting your girlfriend as well because she needs to bring them tomorrow for tomorrow's challenge.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. I need to see that too.
I'll have her.
I want to see tomorrow's challenge. That will be quite enjoyable.
Shut up.
Should I be texting your girlfriend?
I kind of assumed you already were.
Give us Robbie, give him the drop.
My girlfriend is calling me right now, and I don't know why.
It kind of
worries me.
Oh,
well,
wait, gonna... Katie doesn't ever call.
Yeah. Step aside.
Oh, dear.
I will move the drop to the drop board if need be.
So by the way, I am going to include this discussion on today's Daily Show podcast. This will be the opening discussion. I know we didn't discuss any of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, fine.
But I also wanted to take an opportunity to let people know, again, that we're doing this studio grand opening all week long over at the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. And we've got awesome giveaways that are going on each day. But the giveaways are, you know, we wanted people, of course, to tune in live for that. So we've got two that go down at 3 and 5 p.m. each day. You still got two more days. You got Thursday and Friday left if you're listening to this podcast on Wednesday. But we've also got each one of those prize packs available if you register over at our website, checkpointxp.com.
That's right. And that also, and we also had a grand prize over there as well.
That's true. Tell them what the grand prize is.
The grand prize is you're going to be able to get a Renegades hoodie and a $300 Amazon gift card.
Ooh.
Now, let me tell you something. 300 bucks is nothing to shake stick at.
No. All right. 300 bucks is like...
$300 is like the cutoff from like where everything on Amazon goes from like, oh, okay, I'll get this to like ridiculous.
Right. Like
above 300 is where stuff starts getting crazy.
Like you can get a fairly decent graphics card
Volkai
for $300.
Volkai pointing out $300 is a Switch.
$300 is a Switch.
Not anymore.
It's a Switch Lite plus $100 for games.
It's a Switch Lite.
Yeah, there you go.
And some games now.
Oh. Why are people mad about the Switch Lite?
I haven't seen anyone mad about it.
I've seen several
okay,
people
those
on
people
Twitter.
Are idiots.
Oh yeah, like, I've seen pretty universal praise so far.
Right? I was like, "What? This is such a great idea." But like, people are criticizing it. Well, you can't disconnect the Joy-Cons.
Right?
It's called the Switch.
Right? Like, you get it's $100 cheaper, and it loses some functionality.
I want to understand. I want to understand the rage. Like, I want to understand what the anger is about. Like, I need to understand it.
So, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the rage yet, so it's just caught me off guard.
Yeah, so I'm not mad at the functionality of the new console. I'm mad they never made the Switch cheaper leading up to the new console coming out, which every console goes down in price through its life cycle. So
that's
I just
fair.
Bought it 4 months ago to play Breath of the Wild. And I hate taking the Joy-Cons off. I never use it for anything. I would have much rather bought a Switch Lite and didn't know it was coming. Maybe it was longer. It was
See,
before
that, I
think
knew that's
it was
a,
coming.
That's a much more logical
sure.
argument.
Sure, so I'm kind of irritated by that.
I can understand
but that's
that.
Another that's valid, mild irritation.
Another valid criticism is I think up until like, because there's been rumors that this is going to happen for a while. And even as far back as E3, which is only a few months, Nintendo said we have no plans of doing that. Obviously,
yeah, no, they
you
came out
did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, you had to be at some point like, okay, you can say you have no intention of doing that, but how come every website ever is reporting that this is in production already?
Thank you.
At some point, you have to be like,
but it's Nintendo.
Sure, but the writing's
since
on the
when
wall.
Did Nintendo ever like? Since when did Nintendo
Last,
ever
listen.
Be the most open of
they're
game
not,
companies?
They're not.
They've
they're not.
Never
they're
been
not.
That.
But the last like four or five major rumors about Nintendo's yeah. moves on their consoles or even the throwback consoles have been dead on accurate. So if that's in the wind, right? Like if that's a rumor, I'm holding off.
Right. Yeah. You at least have to take a minute to wait and see what shakes out. Yes.
Yeah.
They said they weren't going to announce anything in E3 and they had no plans to. They didn't.
But
here we are a month later and now they have.
But the right. thing with me is that the Switch Lite comes out, and if you already own a Switch, it's not like you have to go buy a Switch Lite.
Right.
It's true.
Like, it's not a PS4 PS
and when,
Pro
when is,
argument.
When is that coming out?
The same day as Link's Awakening remake, September 20th.
Oh, wow.
And
that's actually
they've
that's
also
actually fairly
announced
the
that there's going to be a special Pokemon Sword and Shield edition.
I did see that. Yeah. I did see that. I like that.
But if people think this ain't going to sell like hotcakes.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it totally is.
Well, they just finally brought it to a price where the parents who are like borderline, like, I want to buy my kid a console. It's only going to be Nintendo if I do, and $300 is way too much. They just broke that market.
I really hope that Sarah isn't watching, because I literally just got her a Switch for her birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, I bought it for her. I'm not kidding when I say I bought it yesterday.
Wow.
Like, I bought the Switch yesterday, and they announced the Switch Lite today,
Take
which is what
back.
She said she wanted.
Take it back.
Oh, yeah. But then she doesn't get it until September. Like, what
She'll
am I going
right.
to
yeah,
give
her about
a...
It. So, if yeah, she would her, prefer that one, by all
if
means,
she prefer that one,
that's the way to go.
Take it back and say, can you hold off till September?
Yeah. Print out a picture of it and write a cute little
exactly.
note on it.
Yeah, that's, right. yeah, that's
I
exactly
reserve
what
this
I do.
For you.
And then if I'm poor, I can just say, no, it was just the picture.
That's true.
Yeah, that'll be a good move.
We have a new follower in the chat, Sonoma, sent here by Raggins. And I suppose since you're here, you might as well also go over to checkpointxp.com and enter the four contests
to win
that we have
stuff.
Up over there
yeah.
to win some sweet
See,
stuff.
By the
Raggins
end of, by the end of the week, it's going to be six. There's two more
it will.
That
right.
are still going to go
the thing.
Up.
Raggins was here this week for all of 5 minutes and brought in an extra person. What the hell the rest of y'all doing?
Come on, y'all. Seriously.
I'm just saying.
It's just that easy.
But we still love y'all. Appreciate it. What up, though, Sonoma?
Yes. It's nice to see Sonoma.
Hit him with the what up, though. Do it now.
What up, though?
Thank you.
There it is.
So, you know, the Switch Lite to me, man, is nothing more than stuff that Nintendo has done many, many times before. How many versions of DS are there?
I mean, well,
the DS, the 2DS, the 3DS, 3DS XL, 3DS Lite.
Why is
a lot.
This,
there's a few.
Why is anybody... This is not new.
Yeah.
None of this is new. So we knew that a new version of the Switch, as you said, Nate, with the rumors, was going to be coming out. I mean, I could see some people saying, oh, I thought maybe a more powerful version.
Oh, if you don't think that the Switch Pro is somewhere in the works...
Of course it's going to happen. But the thing is, again, if you already own a Switch...
You're good.
You're good.
You don't
good.
Have to change anything.
I have a launch PS4. Like, launch
well,
day PS4.
It's still backwards compatible. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. So I saw that this morning as I was getting ready to come
as you
in.
Were stuck in traffic
for work. No, well, a little bit. Yeah. So I sat in traffic for an hour on my way in. Today.
You did. I heard you had a guy in a McLaren
next to a $250,000 car.
I gotta hear about this. That's a spiffy car.
It is a nice car. The dude was losing his mind.
Hey, time, like just, time is money, man.
I mean, because it's a parking lot. Like, no one was moving.
Right. It's not a crawl.
Right.
It's
dead.
You're stopped.
So they took a 4-lane highway down to 1 lane, and that Ooh. 1 lane was the exit ramp.
That had to be a really bad accident.
It was a really bad accident. So there was I did not see
that once leaving your place. We used to record there. It's terrible,
really?
Man. It's
terrible. Oh God. So I did not see any of the vehicles involved. At one point, I did see the new. I think it was a news chopper that was circling.
That's never good.
It's not good.
No.
And then when I got to the scene, there was a ton of emergency personnel.
Yikes.
But the only evidence of the crash was one of the median light poles that was just on the ground, twisted.
Oh,
yeah.
Twisted up.
Someone that went sucks. Like up over the guardrail or something.
Someone definitely was grinding the median and took out a light pole. And so that's why I sat in traffic for an hour today.
That'd do it.
But you were next to my man's losing his shit.
Yeah,
in a $250,000 car.
Losing his mind. Like he was really important, had somewhere to be.
I mean, if you have a McLaren, I feel like you have to be in a constant state of losing your mind. Like you can't, are you ever in a good mood if you're a guy who owns a McLaren?
No, let me tell you something. You shouldn't be in a good mood because you own a McLaren in Michigan, which essentially makes you an idiot, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You can't use it for like seven months.
You
can't use it at any time of the year.
Yeah, because when you can't use it, it's construction time.
Dude, you hit a pothole.
Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
True. You can never take it on Mound Road.
No.
Ever.
No.
Where can you drive a McLaren to its fullest potential in Michigan? Somebody tell me.
Michigan International Speedway.
Barely.
Go M5 from Pontiac Trail straight on to 96 is probably your best stretch to hit 150 Barely. Miles an hour.
Barely. And even that's a risk.
But that's it, though. That you had to run every red light. Four lanes wide.
You head out into the country. You got a lot of open roads, but you hit a pothole just right. It's over.
First of all, you're airborne. Or a deer.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think you got to take it to MIS, man. That's your best chance.
You have to take it to California.
Yeah, but those guys don't know what they're doing. They're not race car drivers.
Yeah.
They're just super wealthy people. So they get in these McLarens and they're driving around. It's like, take it to MIS. And they're like, no, listen, I barely know how to drive this thing as it is.
I haven't figured out how to get it into
fifth gear, actually. I was downtown and I saw a guy in a 2014 Ferrari 458 Italia.
Ooh, wow.
One of my favorite cars ever made in the history of cars, right? And I saw that guy hit a pothole, blow a tire, and crack a rim. And it was the most schadenfreude moment of my entire life.
That's $25,000.
Easily.
Right?
Easily.
Probably, right.
And those were aftermarket rims. Right. So, I mean.
Oh, man.
Dude, and I tell you, half the people were sitting there going like, damn. Like, there were people whose it wasn't their car who were having, like, anxiety attacks. Who were just sitting there like, oh, my God. And the other half of the people were just like, yeah! Because who drives a Ferrari 458 Italia in downtown Detroit in 2014?
Fair.
Well, not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
One less now.
Kookies, by the way, Christina, our producer, is letting me know in messages because she wanted a picture of the bugs. She's like, it looks like poop.
It does.
It does.
Thanks, Kookie.
Disturbingly so.
Probably is awesome. Poop for all you know.
Chocolate just kind of looks like poop then.
Yeah,
I mean, to be general, fair, right?
Yeah. Three musket
That's true.
Tootsie Roll.
Everyone's had that thought about Tootsie Rolls.
Is that where there's Tootsie Rolls in the Musketeers?
Or it's like a Tootsie Roll that has the nougat just inside of it. Yeah.
Or what about the colored Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, like the
green
fruities?
Ones and the
yeah.
That's not okay.
So it looks like you're sick.
That isn't all right.
Mix a red and a green one together, like clay, and put them in the microwave for a second.
We'll push them all together and make a big
throw that on your floor.
Fruity Tootsie Roll ball and just eat it.
Ew!
Yeah.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
No.
That's gross.
You don't get to pass judgment to on say, disgusting foods, Joe.
Mr. Naked Chicken Chalupa.
The Chalupa Cabra.
The Naked Chicken Chalupa.
Oh. Give yourself one.
Joe gets a nickname. Chalupacabra.
Chalupacabra. First of all, I love Norris that when I outstand myself once, you're like, you can't do that. And since then, you've told me to give myself three outstanding.
Well, that's the thing, he has told you that you have earned it. When you do it to yourself unearned, that's offensive.
You obviously don't golf. Because if you did, you'd be giving yourself gimmies. It's like a gimme. He gave you a gimme.
Oh, yeah. I putt-putt.
You can't take your own gimme.
You putt-putt?
Putt-putt on occasion.
Oh, okay.
I'm a pretty mean putt-putter.
You don't at least go to Top Golf or something?
I don't even remember the last time that I putt-putted. It's always when you go to like some type of like tourist town, you know, and you got like the big windmill type stuff, the really lame ones.
All the weird things like to do in town, you're like, you know what? I'm a tourist. I'm on vacation. I'm going to go putt-putt. That's what I'm going to go
really?
Do.
The one off the top of my head that I know of is there's one just on the outskirts of Frankenmuth. That's terrible.
It's probably called something like Pirate's Cove. Would that be a good guess?
Nope, that's in Flint, and it's been closed down like
they're
for 20
always
years.
Called Pirate's Cove.
That's pretty accurate.
All right, yeah. We're going putt-putt. Are we going to Pirate's Bay, Pirate's Cove, or Pirate's Treasure?
Yeah,
where are we going today? Right.
Pretty much, man. All I know is y'all could go. I'm going to Top Golf, man.
Yeah, you know what? I've always wanted to do Top Golf. I haven't done that yet.
Top Golf is great.
Is it like
it's awesome?
Describe what you do at Top Golf.
Is it?
It's a driving range.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's what okay. That you drink at and hang out and sit on leather couches.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I like hanging out and drinking and sitting on leather couches, and I like playing golf. That seems like a win.
Yeah,
it is a win.
Oh,
Top Golf is amazing. I love that place.
I'm ready for Top Golf.
It's like Carl's Golfland, but with couches.
Yeah,
and
beer
and alcohol.
Yeah.
That's not
really
that's
nice.
Not the
and
worst.
Food.
I can
food.
See why that's catching on.
Like, yeah, honestly, like it's way better than actually trying to play golf.
Right, I can go out without having to be out in the sun.
Because all right, sick. Let's be honest. The only fun part of golf is driving. Nobody likes putting that much.
Yeah,
okay?
your mid-range game is.
Yeah,
not
I was
going to
say, what about all the game in between driving and putting?
No,
see, I was good at the approach.
Yeah,
I
like driving and chipping. That's
I like
it.
The approach
if it,
play.
If it was just like get onto the green and you're done,
yeah.
It'd be a great no. game. I'd be all for
yes.
that.
If the objective of golf was to hit the green, oh, dude, I'd be playing PGA easily.
Because
I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Dude, my 6-iron was nice. 3-wood driver was nice. But the moment I'm on the green, I crumble. I just turn into just mush.
Did you own your own set of clubs?
No, I use my dad's.
Okay, yeah. My dad never played golf, so I never had that opportunity, and my grandpa was left-handed.
Wow. Mine, too. Like, so my grandfather taught me both how to bowl and golf, because he was very good at both of them.
Yeah.
But he was left-handed, so every time he would teach me, it would be really awkward. Like,
yeah.
At first, he was like...
You can't use that set of clubs.
I couldn't use the clubs. He was like, here's a bowling ball for you. I'm like, I don't think I can hold this. No,
right.
The thumb hole is not going to work.
It, I should pull lefty.
Do you really?
Yeah,
huh.
yeah. It's because like
I can do both.
I can do both. I'm more accurate with the left, though. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's just you know a weird.
That's interesting. Weird yeah, thing. But I mean, like I was forced to buy my own set of clubs, or else I had to use like the you know
the rental clubs or something like that.
Not even. It was more like there's a rack. Go pick what you can find.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, cool.
I'm driving with a 7-iron today.
That's right. I've got one big Bertha 7-wood, and the rest of them are actually made out of wood. This is great.
Awesome. Lost and found. That's where they send you to.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And you're like, oh, there's like one ping putter in here that's like halfway decent, and the rest of them look like they came from Pirate's Cove.
And then those jerks try and sell them. Like at the end of the year, all the clubs they found of people's stuff, they sell them.
Really?
Isn't that ridiculous? I always found that to be kind of crazy.
Yeah. I worked at a golf course for a year. It was like my first job. Or it may have been 2 years, but it was the first job I ever had. I worked over at Bloomfield Hills Country Club. And
well, they're not doing that there. I mean, that's a
no, no. They're definitely not, because it's like if you lost a club, I'm sure that they would give you a better one.
Right.
But it was an interesting learning experience. And I actually, like, unlike Norris, I actually got good at putting by trying to read the green for other people.
And oh, I, as a caddy, you mean?
I mean, like, I got first. I got good at the course because I just knew the course because I walked it so damn often. And then I was like, oh, I get how green reading kind of works.
Right?
Yes, it's called slopes.
It is, but you know, like, there's a lot of there's a lot of like. really weird angles that can happen.
A lot of physics.
Yeah. I don't understand physics. Like, if you broke that down into numbers, no idea. But it was more like out of like a feel sort of thing.
Well, you get to the point, though, where you're like, okay, so you're not on a great spot on the green. It's really not worth it to try to go for the hole, because if you miss, you're screwed for another stroke. So that's, actually, you should try to make it, too.
Yeah.
You should play for that.
But. Yeah. I mean, I was on the golf team for a couple years in high school, and that was the thing. Wait, hang on.
You had a golf team?
Yeah.
Dude, I went to Losser High School, arguably one of the most, like, upper-class, wealthy high schools in the state.
Yeah.
We did not have a golf team.
Yeah,
we
had but y'all also had a golf team. But y'all also had Indians, man. Individual sports as a class where y'all got to go off-site and bowl and shoot pool during school hours.
And go to Carl's Golf Land.
And y'all got to go to Cedar Point.
Yeah, I know, because we had a golf club, but we didn't have a formalized team.
No, we had a golf team. Well, DPS had a golf
Okay, league. That's different.
Yeah, we had a golf league. So every school
had a golf team.
Every school could have one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not lying when I say there was like three people on it. Like I don't
ours,
know how
ours
we
was
filled
actually
the team.
Was actually pretty big. There might have been like seven or eight people on it.
We had two. We had enough for two flights.
I think our golf team was like the conference champions like 35 years in a row or something. Yeah. Crazy. Tennis golf like every year they won.
No, I remember had a really good.
I played on the tennis team 1 year because I was like, I need some exercise. Tennis sounds fun. And they gave me this shirt, and it was like all the years they had won the Huron League Championship, and it was just all the way down the right side of the shirt, just like
that's
3 years
though.
On every line.
That's
and
crazy.
It was like 65 years.
Oh, my God.
It was like the funniest shirt.
See, just to bring this full circle, wouldn't it be nice for esports to get that?
Oh, look at that.
Could you imagine, like, okay, so League of Legends is probably the only one. League of Legends and CSGO are probably the games old enough and big enough to be able to do that. They're probably not going to let you play CSGO in high school because it's guns.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So you have League of Legends. Could you imagine a kid with a letter, like, in League of Legends just walking
I got
around?
A letter in radio. Yes, I can imagine this.
Well, that is depressing.
Isn't it sad?
I got a letter in theater.
What?
The hell?
Yep.
You could not get. I don't think you get a letter in theater.
That's an inclusive high school right there.
I usually thought to get a letter, you had to at least compete.
We did
technically.
Actually.
Technically, we did compete. There was sort of like there's the the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. There was a Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters.
Christine says she got a letter in yearbook.
I'm done.
Okay, see
hey,
now
wait
that
a minute.
Because yearbook? Even for theater, there was competitive theater that we went into.
competitive theater.
Yep. The play that you did had to be within 45 minutes, and there were certain rules and whatnot, and blah blah blah. But yeah, that's a thing,
dude. The blood, sweat, and tears that we had to shed to get letters in high school. I can't believe this. I'm more astounded
in theater more times than I have in baseball.
Okay, I believe that.
Yeah, that's it's like
theater.
I actually
doesn't that kind of make you the sucker that you didn't figure out the grift in the system?
No.
Yeah, no, it does. I think it does.
There you go. Sarah in the chat saying MIFA, M-I-F-A for the...
No, I think this is more of a lesson in school funding dollars is what this is.
You might very well be right.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but anyway,
so yes, we are celebrating the grand opening of the Beasley XP studio. We're doing it all week long here on the Twitch channel. I know it's a little bit different of an opening segment than you're used to from the Daily Show, but we wanted to make sure to like kind of show you what you're missing. Like this is the kind of fun that we've been having every single day live from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you join us and get registered for those prizes. Free stuff, man. I don't know how to put it any better.
Well, in the chat here, the Wheeze said that he just sent out a mass text to 20 people.
Ooh.
And he challenges everyone in this chat to do the same thing.
Oh, a mass text.
If each of you text 20 people to come here and follow... Me and Mr. Advantage are eating bugs.
I want to see this.
Mr. Adam, colleague or a friend of yours on Twitter, who we actually had in the other day, Mr. Colin Graham, said that you've been here so often that we should probably start charging you rent. That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
It's true.
You put it on my tab.
There we go. All right. Well, we're going to be back here in a little bit, but make sure you connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. And, you know, let us know what you think of the new studio. By the way, Brian's going to be hanging out with us all day. He'll come back for, I'm sure, many more conversations.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah?
If you'll
have
me.
Of course!
That's true.
So you can look forward to that coming up, but we'll have more from Checkpoint XP Daily coming up next.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Gamer wellness is at the heart of what we're talking about here today, and we've got a special guest joining us for that conversation, Brian Reedy. We'll get to that in here in just a second. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got tons of new emotes, including each of our beautiful faces, as well as not one, but two cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes, and there's only one place to get them. That's over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Gamers are not necessarily known for being the most healthy people on the planet.
What?
Let's be
How
honest.
Dare
that's
you?
That's a bit of a euphemism.
You mean my Hot Pockets.
Listen, when you are marketed as much Doritos and Mountain Dew as we are marketed towards every single day.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard. And our hobby is a bit sedentary. I get it. There are tons of different ways that gamer wellness should be discussed here, not just on this show, but in the wider community. And so joining us today from Gamer Advantage, we've got Brian Reedy. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And also, Brian, you gave me these wonderful pair of Gamer Advantage glasses, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of share, why are these glasses going to be critical for my continued wellness?
Okay, so blue light's been a conversation for a while, but the thing that's been missing are the studies that say, A, it actually does something, and B, the solution actually works. So the studies are coming out that artificial light is bad, and there is a wavelength of blue light that is shown to suppress your melatonin. Suppressed melatonin leads to poor sleep. So when we set out to start this company, we found, actually tripped across, the only clinically proven blue light lens. So that's why this is so special. So there's multiple studies of thousands and thousands of people, not hundreds, thousands of people who were put through a clinical trial, of which some wore the glasses that we're wearing today, and some wore a placebo or a control, if you will.
Sure.
And they reported the studies. And the studies were that 99% of people experienced, actually, let me read them exactly for you, because I keep saying them and I feel like I'm not giving myself enough credit, because I said one of them was 92% and it's like 96. So in more than 2,000 patients, 99.1% reported eyes more relaxed indoors. In that same clinical trial, melatonin levels increased by 96% in 5 days.
Wow.
And in that same clinical trial, 98.2% of people reported significant sleep improvement. So look out on the market. Look at melatonin supplements. Listen, it's self-explanatory. Suppressed melatonin equals crappy sleep. Crappy sleep equals a poor lifestyle. Well, so that's what we're here to change.
If you look at the data from Big Pharma, sleeping pills are among some of the most popular medications that are out there on the market. This is a huge problem. Sleep has been a big problem in my own life. I struggle to sleep almost every single night, and I never know why. I've never known why. I've been this way since I was a kid, and I would sit there and blame myself and beat myself up and go, oh, well, everyone else can do it, right? Like, why can't I just close my eyes and go to sleep?
This should be possible for me.
It should be. And so I'm really excited to, you know, be able to give this product a try and really be able to find out whether or not this is, you know, part of the problem for me. Because I've tried 100 different solutions, whether it be melatonin supplements, whether it be sleeping pills, whether it be, you know, whatever, keep your room hot, put a freezer thing under your pillow. I've tried it all and nothing works. So
you tried a dream catcher.
I haven't tried a dream catcher.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying you haven't
tried
everything.
There's
a couple things,
you know,
but you know, it is really important because Nate, as you alluded to, as gamers, our lifestyle is not the most healthy.
At least not perceived to be the most healthy.
Well,
that's
and I
sure.
think if we're really honest and we take a look at our hobby, no matter what, I mean, sitting around for 3 hours, you know, 2-3 hours a day, even in front of a screen, isn't great for you. And so, Brian, I kind of want to talk to you about gamer wellness in general. You know, obviously, what you're doing with eyewear is incredible, but there's so much going on right now in the world in like health, both mentally and physically. Like, what are you seeing in the gamer space now?
So part of what kind of qualified me originally for this is being a type 1 diabetic for 22 years. So when you talk about these things that are marketed to gamers, there were always things that I really, not that I couldn't do it, it just was not a great decision for somebody who's trying to manage type 1 diabetes. And so when I was going through that, I always knew that one of the ways I would feel super confident starting a company in this industry was just something focused on wellness. So I had that idea for like a long time, and it just happened that this whole eyewear, my passion for gaming thing formed together. So I've been doing a ton of research over the last 2 or 3 years into this exact topic that you're talking about. And it's incredible what I'm learning is the first of all, we talk about gamers now in this sense that it's this little tiny community of people that are shoved in some corner of the earth somewhere.
Everyone is a gamer.
Everyone games.
Yeah. And they had those studies that say out of the 10 people they asked who played video games, 9 out of 10 people played some type of video game. Out of those same 10 people, 1 or 2 out of 10 identified as a gamer. So it's like this thing, like if you're a gamer, you're unhealthy, you eat like crap, you're just a crappy person who does nothing but play video games, and then the people who don't do that, maybe they do or do not identify as a gamer. So in all this research I'm doing, what I found is that your lifestyle does have to, anytime you're going to do something where you're not physically active, you have to supplement it in some way in the times you can be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're sitting in front of the computer for 10 hours a day. Maybe you get up and take a walk every hour.
Yeah, you've got to offset it. Yeah.
You start taking the stairs, you ride your bike to work, whatever it is. So there's just like always this healthy balance. And I think what our community is starting to realize is that like, okay, I can be a normal person and be a gamer. And being a normal, healthy person includes all of these things that everybody's been always preaching, and it can't take a backseat to gaming.
Absolutely.
So luckily, wearing glasses is super easy. Doesn't require any physical energy. It just put them on, and that takes care of one piece of the damage the lifestyle of a gamer has. But the other things that go into it, like you said, the mental health is such a huge piece of this conversation.
It's a huge component because and sleep plays a huge role in mental health too.
A massive role in mental health. We were just talking earlier that kids who are hyperactive, generally it's due to a lack of sleep, not that they're hyperactive.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents don't know that. And how should they? So when you talk about the health of a gamer, you have the gamer who's responsible for their own health, who knows exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing, Nate.
Absolutely.
You're just doing it, you're accepting that that's the lifestyle you have.
Yeah, if I'm up till 4 a.m., I'm going to have to pay the consequences tomorrow.
And it's your choice.
So let them know where they can find out information about Gamer Advantage.
So if you go to GamerAdvantage.com, everything's there. And if you go into the About section, there's a ton of information about blue light and just kind of about gaming wellness in general. And we're going to put together a really awesome kind of parent safe harbor where it's a place parents can come and like get real information about the real issue of what's going on.
There you go.
You want to feed them Totino's pizza rolls or whatever, that's up to you. That's your decision
right.
to buy that and put it in your
but
house.
At least have good information.
But really understand, like, what are these symptoms that I'm seeing? My kid isn't sleeping. What does it do to? My kid is getting headaches. What does it do to?
Yeah.
My kid is gaining a lot of weight. What does it do to? The game and the console itself are not
it's
the problem.
It's not the problem. GamerAdvantage.com. Brian, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. You're listening to Checkpoint XP. Make sure you connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to play some Name That Price. And this time, it's Las Vegas in the hot seat. Stick around. That's at next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Can you name that price? We're going to play another round to Name That Price here on Checkpoint XP. I want to thank everyone listening on the Fanatic in Philadelphia, as well as everyone listening on ESPN Pittsburgh. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com. While you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. We play a little game here on Checkpoint XP from time to time, where we take a look at one of the cities in our listening range.
Oh, yeah.
And go through their Craigslist listings to find out what they're selling in, and I feel like I have to qualify this, specifically the video game department.
Yeah, and I want to put Tampa, you guys are on notice right now. I actually reached out to you guys first, and your Craigslist was surprisingly tame. So
really?
Oh,
you guys,
shots fired.
What's dodged, that about?
They dodged a bullet, so I thought, you know what?
We
you know,
dodged who, a bullet.
Yeah, no Florida
me.
Man on Craigslist
yeah,
gaming, I guess.
I'll tell you who won't fail me is Las Vegas. And Las Vegas, you did not disappoint. So.
Okay, so today on Name That Price, it is items from Las Vegas.
Starting off with,
oh boy,
and I quote, hoverboard swag.
I saw someone riding one of these down the street the other
this
day.
This isn't a hoverboard. It's hoverboard swag.
Wait, what? Wait.
Stuff that came here with the
No,
hoverboard.
It is. It's, I have a good condition hoverboard, normal wear and tear, a couple of scratches, and it comes with the charger. So it's the hoverboard.
Oh, it is the hoverboard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, Nate, you're going to go first. What do you bid for the hoverboard slightly used?
These were catching on fire not that long ago, weren't
That's
they?
That's horrific. Like, or do you mean they were popular?
The hoverboards?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So I'm going to say $80.
All right. Norris, over to you.
$50.
Okay. Robbie.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to go $39.99.
Okay. And our guest, Brian, how much do you
So
guess?
If this is real Price is Right, I'm going to say $81, but do you want me to give my
No, go. You can say $81.
$81.
All right. You're correct.
Thank
Hoverboard
you.
Went for $150.
I would have guessed
on
$125.
Yeah. Well,
record.
You'd have been right either way. Point for Brian. Well done.
Man.
All right. Up next, Steam Link for sale.
Hashtag my Steam Link.
I feel like we have to skip Nate's. It's probably his.
Hello. I am selling a Steam Link for streaming Steam-based games over any television or monitor. All you need is an internet connection and a gaming controller or keyboard.
This is true. All of these things can.
Norris, you're going to go first this time. How much do you bid for the Steam Link?
$1.
$1. Okay, over to
when they off sale, you know, they were sold out. I think they were selling for 10, so it can't be too high. I'm going to go $5.
$5. All right, Brian, over to you.
I think it's a nostalgia thing. I'm going to go $13.
$13. Okay. And Nate?
I think he got it during the Steam sale. I'm going to go 99 cents.
Okay. $13 is the closest. Brian, another point for you. Well done. He wanted 20 bucks for his Steam
link. What? That is ridiculous. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
How much for your Pog Slammer?
If I could find it, $1 million.
Yeah.
All right. I love this one. Sims 4 Collection Installer for PC.
Just the installer.
This is an installer that will install The Sims 4 and basically all of the expansion and bonus content. Warnings. Mac not supported. Warning. You cannot use this with a pre-existing Sims 4 on Origin. Warning. You cannot add anything new to this. Example, if you buy Get Famous, you can't use it with this. Warning. You cannot choose packs to install. It's basically all or nothing.
So this is a hacked version of the game.
This version is offline, meaning no online gameplay available.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely
very illegal.
There's a lot of red flags there.
Robbie, you've got the first bid on The Sims 4 Collection Installer.
$10.
All righty. Brian, over to you.
Again, I'm going back to that because it's hacked. It's unique. $65.
$65. Okay. Nate, over to you.
65 cents with a torrent.
All right. 65 cents. And Norris, over to you.
$40.
$40. Brian, you are correct.
What?
Again, he wants $100 for it.
He wants
a hundo.
I call shenanigans. You two are in cahoots.
I told you.
He's really good at this, actually.
That's insane. Why? Okay. Listen, you're smarter than all these people, Nate. You have to step out of your body and go into theirs and say, I'm somebody who's dumb enough to sell a hack Sims 4 game. I must think I'm super
but it sounds
like this person was at least smart enough to figure out how to hack the software.
If you have
that's
60
what you're paying
bucks,
for.
Just go buy the Sims 4.
Thank you.
That's fair,
thank
actually.
You.
Yeah, but it's not as cool. It's not hacked.
It's not as cool as the
Vegas.
Hacked version.
Yeah.
Oh, so I can buy the real version and play online instead of the hacked version that I can't do anything with.
Correct.
Listen,
cool.
All right.
You're too smart.
This one's great. Up next is video games. Now, the picture is just a bunch of different bottles of booze, including but not limited to Smirnoff, 1800, UV Greyhound, and Seagram's.
But they're selling video games.
Well, the title is video games, but the picture, there's no description, and the picture just shows booze.
How many bottles?
If Brian wins this one, he's not allowed back on the show.
Brian's got the first bit. There's 11 bottles of booze
in this.
Are they
full or open?
I would say there's a mixture.
Some are open.
Yeah, for sure. Some of them are open.
This is code for like human trafficking.
All right, so
something.
He probably thinks those bottles are worth full retail. I'm gonna say I'm gonna go wild on this one.
Okay,
$175.
All right, Nate, over to you.
I don't even know. I don't know what the value of this is. I don't know
what the product is.
A fifth of Smirnoff is like $13 or something.
Yeah.
Let's go $125.
There you go.
All right, Norris, over to you.
I'll even 100.
Okay. And Robbie?
$1.
Robbie, you are correct. He wants $5 each, so $55
oh, okay,
for the whole
$5
thing.
Each. All right, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Is he just calling bottles of booze video games? I'm so confused.
I have no idea.
I'm so confused. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Call him. Is there a number? You should call him.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. I'm here for the video games.
Here we go. Brand new Oakland Duotech Shed, still in the box. The first truly paintable and customizable plastic shed. Heavy duty polypropylene resin construction with steel structural reinforcement for extra durability, built-in ventilation, long side windows, and a full-length skylight. For some reason listed on the video game section of Craigslist. I don't know why.
So you can move out of your mom's basement.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's
a shed.
It's a shed.
It's a shed.
It's a portable shed, effectively.
Just one shed.
Yeah, one big shed. I'm sorry. It's also got tongue and groove panels for quick and easy assembly.
Oh, well, then clearly $275.
All right, Norris, over to you.
I'm going big, $5,000.
Oh, my God. All right. Robbie, over to you.
I was going
to
go big, but not that big. I'm going to say $500.
All right, and Brian, over to you.
$501.
$501 is the winner right there. He wants $900 for his shed that he listed on the video game section of the Las Vegas Craigslist.
Brian has been one of the best guests this show has ever had.
Yeah,
that is
one,
no
that one,
longer invited to the show. He's too
right.
good at this.
Do we have time for one
we got
more?
Let's
time
do
for
one more. One more.
All right, here we go. We have a like-new Hongfeng Game Boy Color. Now, I'm assuming he means a Kongfeng Game Boy Color, which is a knockoff Chinese Game Boy Color. He says, this is a Hongfeng Game Boy Color. It is pretty special. It will play old Game Boy games and Game Boy Color games in magnificent color.
Magnificent color.
I have a cartridge to demo the unit, and it's 50 altogether games. So Here's the thing. The Hongfeng GB Game Boy Color is, I believe, what it was called. Should come with 66 games on it. Actually, it advertises coming with 182 games, but it's actually just 66 games that are on it three times. So, you know,
a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah. So, Norris, what do you bid for the Hongfeng Game Boy Color?
$250.
All right, Robbie. Over here.
I'm gonna go $100.
Okay. Brian.
I think this guy knows it's cheap. $50.
Okay.
I'll go $60.
Okay. It's 50 on the nose, actually. It's hard to say, right? It's 50 on the nose, or he'll say 40 if you don't want the games it comes with that are installed on it. So I don't actually know to call that 50.
No one wins.
Everyone loses. I think
everyone loses with that one.
Well, it's clear Brian won this week.
Don't take that from me. It was 50 on the nose.
I agree. Nope, I think you got on the nose.
I agree. $40. You don't get that point, Brian.
There's nothing better than actually before something being like, I'm going to win this, and then actually winning.
That's very impressive.
That's true. You just Babe Ruthed us.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for hanging out with us and playing a round of Name That Price with us. Listen, if you're in Las Vegas and you're the owner of one of these items, make sure you connect with us on social media. Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram, and justify yourselves. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight in esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank my crew, lead segment producing by Joe Sloan, producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Brian from Gamer Advantage for being our special guest for this episode. You are welcome back anytime here, my friend. And of course, my co-host who pulled double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.